Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers.
On the broadcast today is State Senator James Stettelmeyer.
Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Minden with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250, and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome as our co-host today, Rachel Dahl. She's president and publisher of the Fallon Post. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And our guest is State Senator James Stettelmeyer. He's the Senate Minority Leader from District 17. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. And you're here because we're in the middle, as we're taping this, of redistricting. And bring us up to date of where we are since this started on Friday.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be back and a pleasure to see Ms. Dahl again. We started this on Friday. Prior to that, there was what I call a listening tour by the Nevada legislature. They went out to four different meetings. And I call it a listening tour because that's all they did. They presented no maps. They showed nobody anything. They just said, what would you like to see in the maps? And that was it. From there, we had a proclamation that was 3 hours before the session started. That's the first notice that the general public actually has of what's going to be done in a special session, is that proclamation. And it was issued 3 hours before it started. I find that extremely troubling that we don't give the public more notice.
And yet, the industry certainly knew all about this. The lobbyists were well aware of what was going on.
We were aware it was going to happen, we just didn't know the date. So I find that very troubling. Then once we began with the maps, they're introduced. The rules dictated that we wouldn't have the ability to introduce amendments. In discussions with the majority leader, she agreed to let us present our, you know, plans in opposition. So we put them forward. You know, and our maps we feel are far better off than theirs. But then the other problem was is our own caucus director had created 52 different versions of maps. And it's interesting when you talk to people about the creation of these maps. In a congressional map, the deviation can only be one human being, up or down. So each congressional district literally is only a difference of delta of one person. That's extremely hard to do because as you're going through and you're building these blocks, you get to where you need maybe 40 more people. And this census block is 200 people and this census block is 5 people. At that point, you have to shift it to a technical IT person that has the ability to break the census block. And that's not the general public. So in that respect, we had 52 different sets of maps. Well, then, literally, one day into the special session, the Department of Corrections says, oh, by the way, we've figured out under Assembly Bill 450, which has this great idea that they're going to take people who are in prison, and for the purposes of redistricting only, and only for the congressional map and the border regions and the legislative maps, we're going to say that they actually live where the last known address was. Not for county commissioner races. Not for anything else in the community. Just for these certain races.
Okay, and in a lot of cases, we don't even know where these people's last address was, correct?
Correct, and they've had a terrible time trying to find them. And this goes back to 2003 when Senator Joe Hardy tried to say that when you got out of prison, you should be given the ability to have an ID card to try to help you get employment. Seems logical. You go forward with the bill and you find out that they don't know where over half the people are. All they know is that they have all the evidence necessary to connect this person to this crime, and therefore they belong in jail. They really don't care if they actually are that person or not, as long as the DNA and evidence clearly indicates that they're guilty. So I understand their perception on that. But in that respect, we didn't have the addresses. So literally, though, we're now a day into the special session, and Department of Corrections comes out and has an additional 1,868 people that they have figured out. And when you're talking about congressional maps with a deviation of one person, that went in and invalidated, deleted 700 maps made by the general public that don't exist anymore. Everybody had to start again from scratch. We had a map that actually sought to expand the legislature.
Now just hang on 1 second. So this was a technical problem.
Correct, which we have been plagued with.
But it seems interesting to me that that got solved on Friday. How long have they known that this is a problem? And how long have they been expected the state to solve this problem?
They've known about the bill for 2 years. Mm-hmm. The census data came in 4 or 5 months ago. What was interesting is that it automatically deleted everybody's maps. However, the maps done by the IT staff, again, the ones for the caucuses, were able to correct the maps that were still in their files within about an hour or two.
It's very interesting.
It's the general public that was harmed. And part of the maps we had in the general public was to expand the legislature to its maximum capacity of 75 members.
Okay, and that would certainly allow a certain amount of fairness to rural Nevada especially, because these districts are so massive already, and they're going to be even more massive, correct?
Well, the concept of expanding the legislature to its fullest capacity when we looked at it was, yes, it would help with rural representation. But the main problem we ran into is we have about 4 or 5 existing legislative members that live within a mile and a half of each other down in Clark County. And as we're trying to maneuver the districts around to absorb for the new growth that has happened in Clark County, we were just having a really hard time doing it without eliminating legislators. And that's not proper. You don't kick somebody out of their seat. So by increasing the size, we found out it solved that problem. More importantly, though, it also created far more majority-minority districts, more opportunities for minorities to have seats that would be more reflective of their communities. And it also helped the rules in that respect also.
Why do you think that the Democrats were not more in favor of those majority-minority districts? Because it would seem that that would be more in their bailiwick rather than Republicans standing up for that.
You know, I don't know. If you look at the congressional maps that we proposed, if you go to Dina Titus's district, for example, our district basically maintained her representation of Hispanic voters in that district, where their map diluted it, and to me, improperly, because it created a situation, and I actually am the only one who has contacted, reached out, and tried to talk to every member of the congressional delegation about the maps, and said, what do you think about the maps? What would you like to see changed? What problems do you have? And some of the members were, it is what it is. It's going to let it work out however it works out.
Really? That was the response?
Some of them. Some of them were very upset about the dilution of the minority rights.
Can you name names here? Because, I mean, there's only 4 members of the delegation.
Well, I'm not going to name names because, it's pretty self-explanatory in all reality. But one was very concerned about the dilution of the minority because it created a situation then where you had individuals that were of a low socioeconomical minority now being teamed up in that same district with people that were very affluent. And sometimes that does not necessarily represent an easy representation when you're talking about issues. You know, it's
That's
hard to balance them.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing happened in the Senate races here in the state of Nevada. You had Ms. Ganser in a situation where all of a sudden you're having Ira now represent Somerset, which tends to be fairly affluent, and now they're going to make him run all the way to Carlin.
Which is insane. It's the complete opposite side of the state for people that may not know where Carlin is.
Correct. You're actually closer to Salt Lake City than you are to Reno.
And then you have other representatives down south that are living within 2 miles of each other.
Correct.
And these guys up here, remember when Mike McGinnis covered the largest Senate district in the United States?
That currently belongs to Senator Gokuchilla, that honor.
Right.
But in the same respect, me and someone in Wheeler literally live probably a mile and a half from each other.
Interesting.
And which is crazy. Pretty funny considering the size of my ranch, but anyway.
Well, is the possibility to add seats dead?
I believe so. It's up to the majority what to do. I would hope they would take a look at that. I mean, the state has grown in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So there's no reason not to at least look at the idea and see what that does and how it balances out and what the pros and cons are of. And in reality, we looked at it and it's more of an issue of representation because it really didn't change our dynamics or ability to gain a ton more seats as Republicans. But I think what's important is to get away from this, Republican, Democrat. A third of the state is not Republican, it's not Democrat.
That was the most interesting thing to realize. I hadn't realized that it was so high, 27%.
The largest political party in Washoe County is independents, and the nonpartisans added together.
Do you believe that to be real, or do you believe that that's the registration of the DMV that's coming into play here?
The DMV registration comes into play in that respect, but we're seeing those numbers grow every time, and the number of people that are voting and the interest in, due to same-day voter registration, people can flip over from independent to a Republican or Democrat, vote in that primary, go home, and flip back. And so we're seeing far more people that are being disenfranchised, let's face it, just as these maps are doing to the citizens of the state of Nevada, they feel a little disenfranchised by the parties.
Yeah, let's talk about the parties, because that just seems like such a... I remember in the olden days when we're doing grassroots and to the victor goes the spoils, you worked yourself silly for 8 years so that going into reapportionment, you had a majority of seats. And so part of me has little sympathy for the party complaining that they're in this situation because of the way that they've not conducted themselves. Talk about the parties and why are we 27% nonpartisan and what is going on with these guys?
Well, and that's where redistricting can cause some of these problems. When you look at certain key districts and if they go so far to the right or so far to the left, they attract the radicals of those particular seats. And maybe I want to say this because I am actually in one of the strongest Republican districts, but yet I'm not the most rapid dog, in my opinion. That being said, a lot of times, though, you get and attract these individuals to those seats. Whereas if you have swing seats that are more moderate, you have to listen to the general public, because if you don't, you're done. And that's what we liked about our maps. You know, our maps were far more accurate, competitive, diverse, and compact. And in the competitiveness, that's what it does. It creates a situation where you have to find legislators that believe in compromise and trying to find a solution for Nevadans, not just for the dogma of the left or the right.
And that's what we're seeing across the country, but also here in Nevada, is an inability to have the middle ground. Now, obviously, in primaries, you're always going to have things pushing further to the right or further to the left.
Well,
but in the general, in the old days, maybe 20 years ago, you know, people came toward the middle when it came to the general election. Right now, you've got both parties split in two between moderates and extremists on both sides.
Well, you know, I think that brings up an interesting point, though, because if you look at some of the more recent elections, such as Virginia, why the strong mix up there? And you start looking at the data. They don't register by party. You show up, you can choose which ballot you want to participate in, the Republican or the Democrat primary, and you vote. There is no party registration. You're citizens. Not political parties.
Well,
now, you may identify as one or the other, but you have the right to show up and do as you please.
Well, the other thing I think, though, to point out in Virginia in particular was that the Republican won by running on the issues. It wasn't on the past election or you know, other things like that. It was on the issues of the day. And I think that the more people from whatever party that run on the issues going forward, and especially with what's going on in terms of whether it's temporary or not, this inflation that's going through the economy at this point in time that we're going to see going through some pretty tricky periods here, that's what people are going to be concerned about. How much am I paying for chicken at the store?
Well, and I understand that, but in the same respect, Virginia wasn't about any of that. It was about one thing, education, the lack of education.
And how but it was an issue. It was an issue not complaining about the last election.
Correct. It was about trying to find solutions and being up and about finding ways to solve the problems that have been systemic within those areas, such as education.
Now, of course, now here in Nevada, we have no problems with education whatsoever. I mean, the Board of Regents is doing fine. Clark County School District, Washoe County, I'm just kidding, of course. We'll be right back with James Settlemyer, our state senator, after this timeout.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer, along with my co-host Rachel Dahl of the Fallon Post.
I'm interested in the maps. I was digging through those last night and saw the Democrat proposals and the Republican proposals. Talk about the congressional districts.
Sure. In that respect, the newest maps literally were introduced last night at 8:30.
So this is Sunday night at 8:30.
Correct. Which is when I got an email.
So we're now here today recording on Monday. So we're literally just 12 hours from that. In that respect, I have some real issues with what their newest versions of the congressional map is. One of the concepts that is fundamental when making these maps is trying to keep communities of interest and political boundaries and communities together. They fractured them yet again. If you look at the map, they've actually got a chunk, and I think you're trying to put them on screen right now, but you have a chunk right below White Pine County where they literally pulled in a little tiny sliver of Lincoln.
Right.
Why would you do that? They have a portion of
that?
Churchill County that you are talking about, where you live.
Right.
They've carved a portion of that into Stephen Horsford.
And they're splitting Walker River.
They're splitting the Walker River. And now, some of it's to try to deal with some of the tribal concerns and issues. I understand that. But again, you're fracturing county lines. That is one of the fundamental tenets. You do not change political boundaries. If you have to, because of, as we indicated, you only have a one delta, there's some county you're going to have to come up to and you're going to have to fracture. But to literally fracture three counties, because they also still divide Lyon County, it doesn't make much logical sense. And then within that same map of the congressional districts, I'm not sure how the changes have, I haven't had the ability to run through the analysis on CD, Dina Titus's district in CD relation one. To what it's done, CD1, and how it now stacks compared to the past.
But she's losing a chunk of voters out of that are going to CD3, correct?
Correct.
And that will make that district, which has been very competitive, it's been Republican and Democratic over the time it's been in existence, and now it will favor the Democrats rather than being a toss-up.
Correct. It'll favor them rather than being a toss-up, but it also changes the racial mix of Dena Titus's district. And I haven't seen in the last rendition, it was took it from a 48% Hispanic district down to like a 30. And I have no idea what this newest change does to that. We'll find out.
Okay, and in Stephen Horsford's CD4, at least Stephen Horsford's for today, how do the changes affect him to benefit him? And let's face it, by the way, we should point out that if Republicans are in charge, they're going to do their level best to make it a solid Republican map. And if Democrats are in charge, they're going to do it to make it a solid Democratic map, because that's the whole game here. Those might disagree with that.
If you want to look at our maps and the Senate Republicans put out and the Assembly Republicans put out, they didn't try to make us in the majority. They tried to make things competitive, to try to make it fair so that people could have a choice. So I'll take a little issue with that.
No, and that's fine.
Each state is different. Within the congressional maps.
But you're also in the minority. So, exactly. I mean, if you're coming too competitive, that would be a good thing for the Republicans. I'm just saying.
When the Republicans were in the majority, we could have redistricted halfway through when we were in the majority in 2015. We did not. We did not change voting laws to our advantage. So, you know, like I said, I'll take reference to that, because we were in the majority and we didn't take advantage. We did what we thought was right. And frankly, maybe that was a mistake.
All right. Well, and there you go. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. More with State Senator James Settlemyer after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today? We fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at NevadaHeating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer along with my co-host Rachel Dahl.
Yeah, those Northern Nevada Senate seats. Carlin's fractured. Lander County isn't now. Talk about that.
Well, what I look at is the maps that we put forward were far more accurate, competitive, diverse, and compact. Our deviation in the Senate maps were only 0.9. Theirs are 3.2.
Right.
When they fracture counties like this, and you can pull up the map, you can look over at Elko, they've divided Elko, specifically Carlin doesn't exist. You know, it's been put into a different senatorial district, and at the same time, they also fracture Eureka while still fracturing Washoe County. So they've fractured three counties. It doesn't follow the rules, which are to try not to fracture counties when at all possible. You're going to have to fracture one of them, like I said. But fracturing this makes no sense.
All right, let's take a look at the assembly. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the assembly map?
The same thing occurs within the assembly maps. If you pull them up, you can take a look at it. You're still fracturing the counties. In the same maps scenario, you're still fracturing Elko, and you're still fracturing Eureka the same way, between Senate Districts 32 and 33. And it doesn't make any sense. You don't have to do that. And on 33, you're now going to run John Ellison's old assembly district, since he's term limited, he's going to now not have all of Elko, he's going to have some of most of Eureka, but not all of Nye. So you're running them all the way from basically the Idaho border to the California border to the Arizona border.
Who ends up with Pahrump in that map?
In this particular one, it looks like he gets part of Pahrump.
Interesting.
And so, again,
I'm going to do jackpot to Pahrump.
The majority of Pahrump will be within Clark County's district, not within John Ellison's Elko district.
Okay, so let me just ask you this because we're running out of time here. But we'll obviously discuss this in further detail. But is this going to end up in the courts?
I hope so, because if these are the maps that are put forward, they're clearly illegal to me.
But on what basis?
On the fact that you have divided communities of interest, you have fractured counties when you didn't have to. I think that it's based upon inaccurate information, such as the prison data. There's no way that this is accurate. You know, you're talking about a situation, as Senator Gokuchiya says, so you have somebody who has been in prison for 30 years, 12 other people have lived in the house that he once lived in, or apartment, or maybe I-15 now is where that house used to be. But now magically he is counted in there, but only for the purpose of certain maps, not for other maps, and not for benefits either.
And that's where you have to leave it. State Senator James Settlemyer, thank you so much. I know you've been working hard on this all weekend and working up to this moment on this.
Two more days to go.
We really appreciate you being here, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Don't forget, another way of watching Nevada Newsmakers is to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.